Samsung Galaxy S9, OnePlus 6 and Google Oculus Go. This is the latest tech news.
This is
Tech Chat Friday News Update
with your host,
David Cannon. All right, how excited would you be if I told you I was doing a bonus episode of the Friday News Update? Well, I am, to celebrate our first anniversary. Hello, everyone. It is the Friday News Update, episode 47, little bonus episode here. And 1 year ago, we started this podcast and video series to bring you the latest tech news every week, or it was originally every 2 weeks. Now it is weekly, but on episode 46, there was so much tech news, we didn't quite get through it all. So I thought, to celebrate the anniversary and to get you filled in on all the big stuff we didn't get time for on episode 46, I do a bonus episode. So here it is. By the way, since we started, we have had 2,835 listens. Brilliant. From 48 countries, 340 plays on Spotify, over 2,300 views on YouTube, and this is what I found really interesting, over 700 listens on Android, 230 on Chrome, 200 on iOS, 100 on Mac, and 60 on Windows, 3 on Windows Phone, get off Windows Phone, 76 on Overcast, 15 on Windows Media Player, I remember that program, 12 on iTunes, 11 on Firefox, 5 on Internet Explorer. Seriously, please get off Internet Explorer. 4 on Opera, 2 on Edge, rubbish browser, and 1 on BlackBerry. That is commitment. Congratulations to whoever that is, but for now, let's get going. It is the Friday News Update, and first up this week, Razer have announced the sequel to the Razer Phone, imaginatively called the Razer Phone 2. So, the Razer Phone, if you didn't know, was a phone made specifically for gamers with a ton of good ideas and features, and it kind of kicked off this new gaming phone category and attracted a lot of gamers. But for the Razer Phone 2, Razer have made it a better phone while at the same time adding a really cool, distinctively Razer feature. So first of all, we are getting a 5.7-inch QHD LCD screen. That is still 120Hz refresh rate, so that is going to look really cool, refreshing really fast. But now it is 50% brighter, so it'll be easier to see outdoors. And we've also got a brand new dual camera. So this was one of the main complaints last year, that the camera was terrible. So now we have new Sony sensors. They are 12 megapixel f1.7 and 12 megapixel f2.6, and they can even take 120 frames per second video, which is really, really cool. So you're going to be able to view those on that screen. But most importantly, the camera samples look pretty decent, more like what you would expect from a flagship phone, even though I wouldn't say it can really compete with, say, the Pixel. We've got the Snapdragon 845, of course, with 8GB of RAM and a new vapor chamber cooling system, which is going to keep this nice and cool. We now have a glass back, so it's a bit nicer, but that enables wireless charging, and there's actually a wireless charger made by Razer now, which of course has a Razer Chroma backlight. Everything from Razer has to have those cool RGB lights, but that looks pretty cool, and it's got a 4000 mAh battery, so it should last pretty long. We also have, very interestingly here, we have a Razer Chroma light on the back, so the Razer logo now lights up in one of over 16 million colours. So you can set it to red, green, blue, whatever you like, and make it look really cool. Or you can set it to light up when you get certain notifications. So it can light up red when you get a new video from Tech Chat with David Cannon on YouTube or something like that. And we've still got those big bezels, and it's pretty big to hold still, but you do get, because of that, those dual speakers, which were really, really good. I tried them. I was blown away that that was a phone. And we've still got Dolby Atmos on here, but there's still no headphone jack. It's IP67 waterproof, and it's going to cost £780. It's going to be available on the 9th of November, but you can pre-order it now at Razer.com. Next up, Samsung have made the first phone with four cameras on the back. So, first of all, you're probably wondering, what are those cameras for? Well, very good question. One is a normal 24 megapixel camera with f1.7 aperture. One is for background blurring, and that is 5 megapixel f2.2. We're getting a 2x optical zoom sensor, and that is 10 megapixel f2.4. And finally, we have a 120 degree 8 megapixel f2.4 wide angle camera. So it's a lot like the LG V40. You can do so much with this that you can't do with other phones that only have one of these features. It brings together the best features, in fact, all the features you can get on dual cameras into one phone, which is fantastic. This is a mid-range phone though, so you won't be getting like the best camera quality on here, but it should be pretty decent. Samsung are pretty good at cameras. We're also getting a 24 megapixel f2.2 selfie camera, just one, but still, that should be pretty good. We're getting a 6.3-inch Full HD AMOLED screen, which should look amazing. We're getting a Snapdragon 660 with either 6 or 8 gig of RAM, and we're getting a 3,800 mAh battery with fast charging through USB-C. It is running Oreo, which is kind of bad since Pi's been out for a while. Samsung are really slow on the updates, and that's why we're still on Oreo here. But that quad camera on the back is very cool. That's gonna give you a lot of potential in photos. That could be like a really cool second phone for me, although it wouldn't be my main phone, but it is a really cool mid-range phone if you're into taking photos. That's going to be £550. It's going to be released in the UK in November. And finally, for some reason, Facebook have made a smart speaker with a camera, even after all their privacy scandals. So this is mostly for video chat, although we have Alexa as well, and it is very good at video calls. It's got a feature called Smart Camera, which basically makes the camera kind of follow you around as you move around the room. Kind of creepy, but really cool for video calls, so you're always kind of in the center of the shot. And it's also got a feature called Smart Sound, which reduces background noise, which is cool. And Facebook are kind of trying to pitch this as privacy safe, with they're including this little clip in the box that can cover up the camera, and you can also disable the camera and mic at any time. But still, people are just kind of scared of Facebook now. I can't see anyone really buying this or instead of like the Echo Show. I mean, it's got some cool features, but nobody's gonna buy a smart speaker with a camera from Facebook. Sorry, Facebook. It starts at $200 for a 10-inch model and goes up to $350 for the Portal Plus with a 15 15.6 inch screen, which is vertical this time, unusually, instead of the normal one, which has a horizontal screen. But both are going to be available on the 19th of November. Make sure to check out episode 48 if you missed it on all the usual platforms. But for now, goodbye.